Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2241. Is salad safe? Here are 9 facts you need to know, by Sally Kazemchek of realmomnutrition.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hi there, and welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of many podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free, so you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I usually answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows where we read articles to you, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Is salad safe? Here are 9 facts you need to know, by Sally Kazemchek of realmomnutrition.com. Serving crisp green salads feels like a good thing to do for your family. But recent recalls on romaine, spinach, and other lettuces may have left you feeling a little iffy about leafy greens. Is salad safe to eat? Which leafy greens are better? And can you really trust pre-washed salads? I researched the facts and found answers, and here's what you should know. Should you eat lettuce? First things first, yes, lettuce is good for you. Lettuces of all kinds have nutritional benefits, even much-aligned iceberg, which is actually a good source of vitamins K and folate. Eating a variety of lettuces means you're also getting an array of nutrients and antioxidants, which are natural plant compounds that protect cells from disease-causing damage. Salad also gets people eating more vegetables overall, and that's always a good thing. In a 2019 study published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, researchers found that people who ate salad took in more fiber, unsaturated fat, potassium, and vitamins like A, C, E, and B6, and tended to eat more vegetables in general than non-salad eaters. Can you get food poisoning from lettuce? Like any fresh fruit or vegetable, lettuce can become contaminated with pathogens that can make people sick. And since salad greens are most frequently consumed raw, we're not destroying those pathogens through cooking. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the most serious contaminant of greens is E. coli 0157H7. Lettuce can also become contaminated with various pathogens like norovirus, salmonella, listeria, and cyclospora. As with any food crop, contamination can happen while lettuce grows on the farm through exposure to soil, water, or even particles in the air. Animals like rabbits or coyotes can bring bacteria into a field. Contamination can also happen during harvest from contact with handling equipment or at the processing plant during different stages of cutting, packing, transport, and storage. But here's an important perspective. Lettuce is one of the most popular vegetables. The leafy greens industry supplies 47.5 billion servings of leafy greens per year, according to Western Growers Association. So the odds of experiencing an illness from leafy greens are actually less than 1 in 150 million. And take note, the Centers for Disease Control says there's no evidence organic lettuce is any safer than conventional in terms of potential contamination. Organic lettuce has the same exposure risks from contaminated water, soil, or animals. What's the deal with romaine? You've probably heard about specific recalls regarding romaine lettuce. Romaine may be more prone to contamination than iceberg lettuce because of its shape, since it grows in an open head versus a tightly formed head, which allows bacteria to get between the leaves. Romaine is also one of the most popular lettuces and makes up more than half of the lettuce eaten. So, if more of it is grown, sold, and eaten than other varieties, it makes sense that recalls on romaine will happen more often than the other kinds. Should you rewash pre-washed greens? No. Any salads or greens labeled ready to eat or triple washed do not need to be rinsed again. In fact, rinsing already washed lettuce greens gives you more chances for contamination from bacteria that may be in your sink or on your hands. Is it better to rinse or soak greens? Rinse them. Rinse unwashed leafy greens under cold, running water with clean hands. Rubbing gently with your hands will help get rid of dirt and germs. Remove torn and bruised leaves, as well as the outermost layer of leaves, especially with iceberg or other lettuce heads. Use a paper towel or clean kitchen cloth to dry them well. Keep in mind that water doesn't actually kill bacteria. It just lifts it off the surface of the leaf so it can be rinsed down the drain. Drying lettuce with a cloth or paper towel after rinsing will help remove any bacteria that are lurking in water droplets. And remember that it's impossible to completely remove all germs from lettuce or from any food for that matter. Salad spinners make it easy to rinse and dry greens. To follow the Centers for Disease Control's advice to rinse, not soak, do this. Place your greens in the strainer part of the spinner and rinse them, rubbing gently and moving the greens around. Then, spin them dry. Always wash and dry your salad spinner after using it. And there's no need to soak greens. In fact, this can actually cause germs to spread, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Soaking them in your sink means they're vulnerable to any germs in your sink. And soaking greens together in a bowl means germs from one leaf can spread to other leaves. It's safer to rinse greens under running water. What about special produce washes? The Centers for Disease Control does not recommend special produce washes because there isn't any research showing they're more effective than just plain water. Using vinegar or lemon juice isn't harmful, but again, there's no proof it's better than water for reducing contamination, though there is anecdotal evidence that vinegar may help fresh produce last longer. And it may go without saying, but never use bleach on produce or any food you're consuming, as some viral videos have suggested. Even regular soap can be absorbed into the leaves and make you sick. Why do my greens go bad so fast? The way you store lettuce after buying it can make a big difference. Here are three tips from Amy Kunugi, General Manager of Southern Colorado Farms. Keep fresh, unwashed greens in a plastic bag in your crisper drawer set to high humidity. Keep fresh, washed greens in a sealed container lined with a paper towel to absorb excess moisture. And keep pre-washed, bagged, and boxed greens anywhere in your fridge since the packaging is designed to maximize shelf life. Personally, I keep all greens away from the back of my fridge, which is quite cold and causes them to freeze. Got limp leafy greens on hand and wondering if they can be salvaged? Soak them in ice water for up to 30 minutes to rehydrate and restore crunchiness. And again, be sure you're using a clean container, not your dirty sink, to soak them. What should I do if my lettuce was recalled? If you do discover that your leafy greens are part of a recall, here's what the Centers for Disease Control says to do. Don't eat or serve it. Return it to the store if possible. If you decide to simply throw the greens away, place them in a sealed bag and put it in an outside garbage can. And again, be sure animals can't access them. Toss out any food that was touching the greens in the refrigerator. Wash any containers that were in contact with the greens with hot, soapy water or run them through the dishwasher. And clean your refrigerator to reduce any remaining harmful bacteria. What's being done to keep lettuce safe? It's in farmers' best interest that their crops are safe to eat. Deanne Davis, PhD, Senior Vice President of Science for Western Growers Association says, quote, "This is an incredibly safe, nutritious food, and growers work hard to make sure it's safe. End quote. But progress is still being made on Leafy Greens farms, such as the Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement, which involves regular audits of farms and more than 300 safety checkpoints, such as water and soil testing. Companies that produce nearly all of the lettuce and leafy greens in California take part in this, and there's a similar program in Arizona. All in all, more than 90% of the greens eaten in the U.S. are grown with these safety checks in place. There are also a few things you can do at home to keep your greens safe. Always keep salad greens refrigerated, which slows the growth of harmful pathogens. Keep greens and all veggies away from raw meat in the fridge, since the juices can transfer bacteria onto the greens. Use separate cutting boards for meat and for vegetables, like lettuce. And be sure your hands are clean when preparing and handling greens. You just listened to the post titled, Is Salad Safe? Here are 9 Facts You Need to Know by Sally Kazemchek of RealMomNutrition.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I appreciated the very clear advice today's author Sally gave us. I still remember about 20 years ago, there was a massive spinach recall. It turned out that somehow, spinach became contaminated with that particularly nasty bacterium, E. coli 0157H7. Exposure to this nasty bacterium can be really serious, and people across the United States were getting sick with it. So as a result of this, a spinach recall was issued. Spinach was and is one of my favorite leafy greens, but for the longest time, even after that recall was long over, I was afraid to eat it. And that fear of getting sick from eating contaminated spinach wasn't really rational. As Sally explained in today's article, the risk of getting sick is very low, like less than 1 in 150 million low, which means I probably have a better chance of winning my state's lottery than getting sick from eating spinach or any other leafy green for that matter. I did eventually come around to eating spinach again and continue to enjoy it to this day. So please don't be like me. Enjoy eating those leafy greens with confidence that they are nutritious and safe. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.